great huge thing.
That's the magnolia.
Yeah. Oh dear, this next part is family members' names. I think you've probably said all of these, but I better ask them just so I'd be sure I don't miss anything.
Mm-hmm.
If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she would say, I must ask my...
parents.
No, she's married.
Oh, she's married. She has to ask her husband.
And,
he
would say, I have to ask my...
wife.
Do you know any joking names for husband, wife?
Better half.
Mm-hmm.
Battle axe.
Are those for the wife, or could they be?
I think they're for the wife.
Any for the husband?
Henpeck. milk toast. For the husband. I don't know if I know any other.
Okay. A woman who has lost her husband is a...
widow.
What about a woman whose husband has just left her?
Whose husband? She's estranged, I guess.
Do you know the term grass widow?
A grass widow? Yes, I know that term. It's a country term, I think, isn't it?
I think it is. Well, city people know it all.
Mm-hmm, but city people
know
it.
What is it?
I guess she's a grass widow. Must be a woman whose husband has left.
Okay. And the man whose son you are is your...
The man whose son you are... Oh, father.
Okay, and what did you call your father?
But I mean, his name, we call him father at one point, and dad at another point, and then later we corrupted and called him dad.
Mm. As a young child, what was it?
We called him father.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with my mother. Uh-huh. We called her mother.
Mm-hmm.
We called her mother dear.
Mm-hmm.
Then as we grew older, we called her mother.
Mm-hmm.
But as we grew older, we called her ma.
Mm-hmm.
Just as we call our father dad.
Yeah. Did you ever corrupt the mother dear to make it come out like mother
dear? No, we never did.
Have you heard that?
Uh-huh. Many of the kids on the street call their mothers ma dear.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And then your father and mother together are your...
parents.
And your father's father would be your...
grandfather.
Did you know either of your grandfathers?
No.
Do you know what you would have called them or how you referred to them?
Yes, we referred to them as Papa because we would have called them what they were called by the family.
Okay. How about, and his wife would be your...
grandmother.
And did you know your grandmothers?
Yes, I knew one grandmother. My maternal grandmother.
What did you call her?
We called her Mama. Yes, mm-hmm. We called her Mama because the family called mm-hmm. her Mama.
Mm-hmm. And your sons and daughters would be your
children.
What other terms are there for children?
Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Kids.
You ever say chaps?
Chaps. No, but I've heard it in reference to a boy. Reference
mm-hmm.
to boys.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about young'uns?
Young'uns. Mm-hmm.
All right. Then a name that a child is known by just in the family. He's a cute little.
Tyke.
Okay. Well, what would you call a name like that? That's his.
That would be his. What nickname?
Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted you to say, but I didn't ask it right because I was mixing up two questions here. Let's see, something on wheels that you put a baby in and it can lie down. You take it out.
Okay, would that be a carriage?
And then what do you say you're doing to the baby? I'm going to go and...
I guess a stroll.
All right, in the carriage?
Uh-huh, okay. Of course. Uh-huh,
mm-hmm.
For a stroll.
And let's see, if you've got...